for probably about 3 or 4 weeks now, kind of going back and forth and looking at different ways that we could kind of restructure things on the property. And it's been a great collaboration in talking about the different structures, the history of the property. And we come up with a lot of good ideas, and we kind of arrived at one idea that we thought would be a good opportunity to create some life to the harbor area, draw people in, and then also get some economic benefit for everybody in the area and everybody within the harbor. So, you know, how we approached the project is that we went ahead and put together kind of a word cloud, and these are some of the key words that we put together, and we're adding on to it all the time. So it's Crescent Harbor, but we've got kind of a rustic feel. We've got kayak tours, you know, we've got aquaculture.
There's some visitor center. Can you advance the slide so we can see
that? You have to switch to his screen.
Okay.
Can you not see my screen?
I think we've got to switch to your screen. I'm going to stop sharing mine, and then...
Because it shows up on my screen right now.
Yeah, we're going to stop sharing and then you can take control.
Okay, now it looks like you can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the word cloud that we put together. And we also talked about like fishing competitions. We talked about, you know, possibly having like a brewery on the property, a promenade. So these are some of the keywords, and we're always adding to this, and we're always revisiting it and looking at it and saying, you know, what can we put into the project, or what can we look at? So, you know, one of the first steps that we do is that we looked at the property as a whole. So we got circulation that you see in yellow, and then we've got a couple different colors in here. So we've got the purple color, green color, and brown color. The green color is basically like first-tier development opportunities. And those first-tier development opportunities, and it just keep in mind that by the presentation for next week, that some of this is going to be changing a little bit as well. So this is actually a presentation that's kind of in progress. So the green areas are our first-tier development opportunities. And you see that, you know, up along like Starfish Way, you've got a bunch of green up in here where there's existing RV resort, but there's also blank parcels that are up here, like kind of this green space where there's boats that are being stored. And then this is all vacant right over here. And all that first tier property adds up to about 27 acres on the property that could be easily developed into a new concept. The second tier development opportunities is areas that are going to be a little bit more difficult. It's going to be a little bit more challenging because you're going to have to kind of move things around a little bit, but that adds up to about 2.6 acres. And then the third tier is kind of this purple area. And, you know, that's going to be absolutely the most difficult because, you know, in the meetings that we just had a couple of days ago, you know, the parking that goes up around the harbor, that's going to be something that's going to be impactful to the project because there's a lot of people that park there certain times of the year. So that's going to be the most difficult to go ahead and take a look at. But, you know, overall on this property, if you add up all those different tiers, the 27, 2, and 10, you add up about 40 acres that, you know, in one way or another, you could redevelop it where you could bring in some new uses that would help to economically help out the overall property. So when we looked at the property, we started looking at you know, ways that we could organize it. And one of the things that we noticed is that you've got Starfish Way, and you've got you know, the existing roads that connect into the property, like Citizens that comes right over in here. And we didn't want to upset that. We actually took a look at different ways that we could maybe do circulation on the property. But, you know, that's going to just cost more money. So we kept the existing circulation the way that it is. But we got Starfish, which is kind of the center of the entire community here. And this is where we can create a little bit of life. So you've got the RV areas, and then you've got an area on Starfish where you've got vacant parcels that you can go ahead and put some commercial that's up along that road. And then you've got some bigger vacant parcels that are kind of down to the south over here that are going to be hotel parcels that you could potentially do. But all of this is not really impacting the commercial fishing industry. So we left all of this alone over in here, and we just took kind of those outskirt pieces of land that are going to be, that are kind of a little bit more blank. So if you see, you know, on my Google Earth here, you can see that that's kind of that piece of land there, this land right up in here that's not very utilized right now, and then also this land right over here. So these areas of land over here can be used for commercial types of uses, you know, wineries, you know, a brewery, or different types of uses, such as like somebody that wanted to come and kayak, and they could go ahead and rent kayaks or come to arrange a tour that they're going to go out on a boat and go whale watching. Along with that, you know, you got Starfish Way, but you got kind of these focal points that at the end. So you got the harbor that's right over here, and then you've got the beautiful views that are going out the Crescent. And we thought that those are kind of two end caps that we really want to celebrate. So you're lining up the commercial, you're creating some excitement, and then you're creating these focal endpoints, and we're just going to be moving around the road just a little bit and creating kind of like a bulb out effect that you could create that focal endpoint. And then over here, maybe doing some type of plaza. And this is kind of getting into some of the details, but along with that, you've got the RV that's going to be sitting at the back here. And we thought that it would be really nice to have some cross connections or some paseo connections that are going to be reaching down to this main street. So we took a look at all this and we looked at those opportunities. And then also up along the 101, there's several opportunities where you could reposition these parcels to have commercial that is going to be serving like people that are going to the Redwoods or people that are going to be passing by. There's many cars that go by on Highway 101 every year that we could draw those people in, and these could be kind of easy areas that you could get people in. Maybe a gas station, maybe it could be like a convenience store, and it's just commuter serving. So this is kind of our bubble diagram that set up the framework for everything that we looked at, and we talked to all the stakeholders and said, okay, how do we want to approach it? Really, you can't build it all at one time. You got to do it step by step. It's got to be phase by phase. So the first phase is you want to create a life within the community. And we really think that is going to be kind of centered in the center section right in here, where those existing boats are that are being stored, and those could be moved to another area. So you've got Port of Pines that is kind of central to this plan. And right next to Port of Pines, I know that they're doing some improvements currently, but you could establish kind of a bigger beer garden type of situation, and then you could line up food trucks that are going to be kind of right next to that. This kind of open lawn area over here, when you clear out the boats, then you can activate this with some seating and maybe some covering. So when people come and have their beer, maybe they can come out here and just be a part of, you know, just an open lawn area. And then you could also arrange festivals that are going to be a part of this. I know that there's funding as well, that there's going to be some bungalows that are going to be a part of the Redwood RV Resort. And those bungalows could be arranged, you know, right adjacent to this beer garden, Port Pines, and also the open lawn area. And that could be kind of the catalyst for kind of like a little village concept that you could build off of. With that, you've got the existing parcels that are underutilized that are up along the 101. So you've got this corner parcel that's right off of Citizens here, and that could be a rearranged to like a long-term lease for some type of retail, maybe some type of restaurant that could be right at the corner. And that's going to be setting it up for our gateway that's going to be at the front of the property. And that gateway is something that you could do some type of signage that goes over the street. Fishermen's, of course, would stay there, and then you could reposition it where you could have some parking that goes towards the back and some retail that is right adjacent to the existing building for the RV resort. That's the office building right here. So all this could be repositioned as like a gateway that's going to be on the plan. there's another gateway that's going to be off of Anchor Way, and you can get some more signage that goes over here, or monumentation that could draw people in, and then they can see what's happening. And then there's this existing parcel that is running right now, so that could be another parcel that could be like a long-term lease that could go towards somebody that's going to be entering into the city from the south, and it could be maybe a gas station, it could be a convenience store, or something that's going to be serving all the people that are going to be coming along the one-on-one. So with that, there's also these existing buildings that are down the south that have Crescent City Seafood, and we know that they're going to be, from what I understand, they're going to be moving out at some point. And then you've got the Seafarers Hall, and then you've got the art building that's right over here. So these could be revitalized, and then a little bit of money go into them. So then we could attract some people that could come in and maybe do another restaurant, and they could be a part of this concept. And then eventually these are going to be moved up into the plan. But as we're doing this, there's an existing piece of property that's right over here where the Boathouse restaurant is. And this piece of property kind of bisects the entire property. So this part of the Redwood RV Resort is separated from this Redwood RV Resort area over here. And the thought is that maybe we could do some type of property realignment where the Boathouse restaurant stays there, but maybe we could make it part of a greater concept that's going to be up along Starfish Way, so then you could have RV Resort go all the way through here and have it be continuous. Along with that, you could start to map out this parcel that's over on the corner, and then these parcels that are underutilized that are just adjacent to the commercial fishing. Was there a question?
Yeah, I'd like to get whatever I got in the email is not what you're presenting here. Can I get this? So I can follow along better.
Could you
write,
can we ask for a couple copies?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
any of these maps that were in the original.
Okay. May I say something? Hi, it's Alicia. I just want to know, are we allowed to give comment while you're going through this? Because it's so much that you're going through so quickly, or are you about to finish and then we can start kind of...
Well, I'll go through the next slides, and then maybe we could go back and forth through the slides, and then you can get a kind of an entire idea of the property before we stop on one. Does that sound good?
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of a presentation on the economics. It's his presentation on the economic development next week, and I think you're kind of get your time frame down, too.
Yeah, if we're going to have to narrow this down quite a bit, but I wanted to give you a complete understanding of what we thought about.
Okay, but I'm just saying that would make it complicated for questions and answers during your presentation.
Okay. So then we go into a phase two, and within that phase two, we know that there's already going to be a new dock that's going to be introduced, and then you could reposition some of these parcels over here, which is the existing harbor maintenance, where it could be moved over to the left side of the property into the existing sheriff's building. Along with that, these two parcels that were remapped over here could be changed into hotel parcels that are going to be looking up in the bay, and that's going to be bringing quite a bit more foot traffic into the property, and it's going to be able to allow these future parcels that are going to be built. So the next phase would be going into the RV resort. So the RV resort could be repositioned. So most of it is going to remain the same, but this corner parcel is going to take out this portion of RV resort, and then this could be so then you have the RV resort, but you can also see that the paseos have now been built that are connecting up, and they're going to, you know, one of the biggest focal points on the property, which is the blacksmith property that's right at the kind of this nexus right here. And then as we go through the phases, you can add in, or you can basically add in these parcels over here, and you can add in some different uses. So this is where some of the excursion or rental industry can happen, or maybe you could do some wineries. And then finally, you're going to get to the point where you can do kind of some of the beautification of the property, where maybe like this park up here could take a little bit of a different look instead of just an open grass area. You could add some trees, but have like a little bit of the green touch up against the edge of the harbor. And then even add in another retail parcel over here, if that's possible. We wanted to create a grand connection that goes all the way down this peninsula down here, going all the way down to the end, and then have some areas where some of the rental industry can kind of stage their setups here with some coverings, have a greater lookout over on Whaler Point, and then maybe even do some type of like venue space that's going to be down there for concerts that would be looking out towards the harbor and kind of back up into the hill. That would be a really nice thing to do. So ultimately, this is kind of the center of town where you can see that we've activated everything and kind of made it into a village where maybe you could have like an art village right in here. You could have, you know, this nexus area where the existing tall building on the site, iconic building that everybody looks at when they come through, is going to be at the end of this paseo, and it kind of connects through. But then you've got these separate little walk areas that are going to go in between the bungalows and also the retail restaurants that are going to be up along here. And it's all anchored by the hotels and the rental excursion areas. And you can see down at the end that you're going to have this nexus right here, this focal viewpoint that people can come out to and see, and it's really celebrated, along with the plaza that's up along this edge. And we went ahead and striped out the parking just a little bit different and put some restaurants and retail at the end. But we're going to be associating some imagery with this as well, where maybe we could get into some storage container concepts where you could put in for some of these retail areas, or, you know, create some like food hall type of situations, a little bit more color on the property, maybe some type of art installation that could go on the side of buildings. But these are just interesting photographs that are going to be associated with each one of these phases as well. Painting on the sidewalks or painting on the streets to go ahead and give a little bit of color, give a little bit of life at intersections. So then people know it's a crossing point. It creates a little bit of interest, or just simple like coverings that people can come and sit underneath, or even putting chairs like in a park or into different areas. There's a lot of cool ideas. And then, you know, I think one of the biggest things is we want some type of celebrated entry that's going to bring people into this entire area instead of just a sign that just sits off to the side. I mean, people are going to look at it and go, I want to go there. So I'll keep it a little bit shorter, but I'll leave it at that, and then I can take any questions.
Okay, I guess I'll go. Okay, let me go back. Hi, it's Alicia Williams. So, okay, let me go back to the beginning and try to remember what I was trying to keep up with. So the first thing that I noticed was, when you're going over, the one that stood out was the bubble plan, but it's obviously this stuff is repeated throughout on all these maps. But anyways, you have it highlighted, like the park area, which is really not a park. It's just lawn area that's along 101. That's between the parking, the big huge parking lot before you get to the marina right there. That's a prime location to do a fenced dog park to encourage people not, because a lot of people just go to South Beach and they let their dogs off leash, which is really problematic for birds and marine wildlife. And I've been trying to get signage put in for that. That's one of the things that we need signage for. But that would be awesome, because you could have like a dog park fenced, a little playground, and make it like a rest area for people because they're coming, you know, right there on the 101. And then we could utilize that for advertising for harbor businesses and events. So people, it'll draw them from the highway into the marina and the entire property, depending on how you utilize the advertising for that. You could also charge for ad space right there for other, you know, businesses and events in the county. Then on phase one, okay, so this is where I noticed, this is the first place I noticed the bungalows.
are being proposed to be right near porta pints and an open lawn area for like events. That's gonna be loud. I wouldn't want to stay there. I would probably relocate these to a quieter area. I don't know where that might be, but that stood out. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, okay, so on phase five, I noticed that you have it highlighted over, I think they call that Whaler's Island. It's washing into the sea. There's a lot of infrastructure issues with this down here. The integrity of the infrastructure is really bad, and they were talking about how expensive it might be. I think it was Creed that was here. I was talking when we did the tour. So I don't know if we want to invest a whole lot for doing a whole shebang with an amphitheater and all this. And then also there is a two-directional fishing ramp down there that I would hope we would use at some point if we get back to actually doing commercial fishing. So those are a couple points that I wanted to point out. And I think
I have some good news on Whaler Island on the integrity of that.
Okay.
Be in my CEO
one
report.
More thing, and then you so. Can. I would love to hear everything you have to say. One last thing is about when you're talking at the end about all the pretty, you know, beautification stuff and directing people to the flow. What I would say is coverings is really important, especially if we want to utilize this in the winter, fall, /spring, where it's windy and wet. And also, I think it's going to be really cool if we have sculptures. Like concrete or whatever, like really cool kind of like marine, you know, themed sculptures, kind of highlighting certain areas, you know. And even we could do like fun things for kids too, like have little areas where they have like little things they can play on that's safe, but not like full on playground, but just keep in mind families are going to be there, that kind of thing. And I think that was it that I had. Thank you.
Great input.
When did this package become available?
At like 11:45, or I don't know. It was like 15 minutes before the meeting. Sorry, 12:45.
What a difference it makes, because I spent time, effort, and energy reading this information that was provided in the package, and very thankful that this came out. I wish I would have had more time to study it before we come to a meeting, and within a week you have to make this presentation, because I don't feel like anything we said here... Well, perhaps you have time to make some changes, but in any case, this is really nice to see. I still come down to a couple of things, so I'm just going to say what my thoughts were and what I did review. Professional fees, professional fees, professional fees. Oh, enough said. I'm glad I didn't see anything in this about residential, because what I was hearing from somebody previously was they were talking about doing some condos in some space or something, and wanted to be sure that somebody's doing due diligence and understands we can't do residential here. How many plans have we done? We've done plan after plan after plan in just the 20 years I've been here. So another plan, great plan, love the plan. I'm a city girl. I've been here 20 years, but I was born, bred, and raised in the city, and I visited many harbors like this. We still come down to the bottom line, which is this. We are a population of 7,000 people, and I don't know what our poverty level is, but I think there are some very wealthy places in our area, but there are a lot of poor places in our area. So we are reliant on tourism. And because 9 months out of the year we don't have tourism, I wonder how feasible this plan is, really, as nice as it is. Word cloth I got here, colored maps I got here, all that space, keeping existing. And then the last thing I'd say is, counter to all of that, the Crescent City put out a map, an architectural map, you might want to call that, of how they were going to do the oceanfront park. I have it, it's huge, it's big. I imagine we're going to get one like this too, but it's been in my office for 10 years. But I've watched it gradually happen. So when we do stuff like that, we have to understand that this is a 10-year plan and we're not going to accomplish all of it, but maybe there are some parts of this that we can. So I'm very pleased with what you've presented. Very nice package.
Thank you. And just to address one of your concerns about, you know, are we going to have enough demand, you know, to really justify this kind of investment? And in my conversations with, in particular, Steve Opp, you know, from Creed, he's really the finance guy. It's part of this puzzle piece. We need to demonstrate through the RV parks that there is a demand, you know, that we can attract the visitation, and then that'll justify bigger investments like in phase three with the hotel and stuff like that. So a lot of this remains to be seen, but we're doing it, I think, in a smart way in phases to utilize the infrastructure we have now. You know, we have the RV parks, you know, try and rehabilitate those, get the demand in, and then on the subsequent phases, we'll have interest, I think, from investors.
Chairman Gerhart, is Chris on the line now? Can he hear us?
Yeah. I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Gary, yeah. Hear us? Chris, I'm Roger Getlin. We operate the Triplicate, the weekly newspaper. It comes out. I'm very interested. It's a beautiful plan, by the way. Are you keeping in mind, Chris, and I'm asking you this question, because this has a very much Cannery Row look to it, this presentation, that we are a harbor. First and foremost, we're a commercial harbor. And when I see this kind of presentation, it reminds me of what they did with the old Cannery Row and then developing it into something different than a harbor. The harbor doesn't even exist there anymore for all purposes. Yet here we are looking at this, and we are not a year-round community like Carmel Harbor. We are, just like Sandy said, we've got a lot of rain here, and you basically, it's all even cut it down, Sandy, make it a seven-month season where you have the kind of tourism going up and down 101. It's a beautiful plan. I guess it's a 10-year plan. I did just heard that for the first time. I'm wondering about some of the applications of these different five phases, if they're appropriate for a community that's built much on tourism. And maybe it's not a 10-year plan. Maybe it's a longer plan. Maybe you're looking at these five phases and maybe doing one or two initially, and then reevaluating to see whether you need another hotel here. We've got a bunch of them. And I think about, what does that have to do with the harbor? What does that have to do with the boatyard? What does that have to do with the reason, the raison d'etre, so to speak, of to say, we have a harbor here that's designed first and foremost to serve the needs of the tenants, which are many of the vessels that come in and out of here, and we want to build that up. So I hope you're keeping that in mind, Chris, that this is not Monterey, this is Del Mar, it's Crescent City, and it is challenged financially, and it's something that perhaps you need to take a closer look to see if this plan is too aggressive. And then I did not hear that magic number of what's this going to cost? I don't know. We're paying the folks here from this ops team, a consultant. This is a design plan. When you put this with a hammer and all the tools necessary to build out this harbor, what's the dollar cost going to be for phase one, phase two, phase three, all the way past the 10-year plan? And then we've had a checkered past in terms of picking programs and picking projects that, the solar light, the lights and all that, and all the things that have not been successful. And what is this going to cost the harbor in the long run? I just think you need to rethink this and see what's important, make your priorities. And Rick, I heard you say the number one priority is we got a dredge and we need a boatyard. I heard that in spades.
Nothing's changed.
Okay, nothing's changed. So now you've got this, and this is a big change. It's over a decade, but it's a big change. And how close are we to keeping this a harbor rather than a future Cannery Row? And I just think something you think, I'd like to see this go. I just would like to see that the people who are consulting know the dynamics of our community. They know that it's a seasonal community. They know we have issues ingressing and egressing just in traffic. And if we're looking at this as, oh, well, we're like Monterey, or we're like Port Orford or whatever, Bandon, that's what I think they made Bandon what it is. We're not Bandon. We're a different kind of community with different laws. Oregon has different laws in California. So I just hope that you think, we rethink this as to what's the priority first and foremost, and then this will come along perhaps not so aggressively, but how we can scale this to meet the needs of this community and have nice steady growth rather than this up and down bull. And then possible failure because we're too aggressive. But thank you for your time.
Touch on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, you know really why I'm here, but I've been driving down here 63 years. In 3 weeks, I'll be 80. So I've seen a lot of things happen. It took over 20 years to get that big dredge in this harbor. The one where they brought the huge ship in, took the stuff out there. I didn't see any one of you talking to anybody that was dredging this time. That guy was really kind to me and really busy, and then talked to me about the dredging they were doing not too long ago. And they come on a circuit, just like the cowboys and everybody else. They come every 4 years. And he told me about why they do it that way and all this other kind of stuff, because of, you know, the politics and all this other crap, and where they put in the dredgings. He said down in Santa Cruz, sometimes that fills in within 2 weeks. And so she talked about Wheeler's Island. I go out there every day and pray and read my paper. And I forget how many years ago it was, that beautiful stack of rock they got over there that you must have seen. I've been wanting to make a castle since high school. Boy, that's a nice rock, I'm telling you. And they said they were going to fix that hole over there by Weathers Island with that rock. Well, I've waited quite a few years, so I've been waiting for my castle, too. So, you know, another thing, when you let me have a chance to talk about the flag when next, you know, in a while, but when you leave here, one of you, please, you know where the boathouse is, go straight across the street and look at that blue building. And the drain deal, it's been that way for 2 months, over 2 months. And sooner or later, it's going to fall off, hit somebody in the head, another lawsuit, you know. These guys never come out of that, you know. I've got 7 pickups over there for 4 guys. But it'd be nice if just one of you drove past there. Can I say something about the flag now?
There's another general comment section. Oh, yes. 2 o'clock yeah. Meeting. This was just for the presentation.
All right.
So you're welcome at that point.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any possibility to ask for clarification, because some of this has gotten confused with some public comments? So I would like to ask clarifying questions, 2 of them.
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's Alicia Williams again. So first thing is clarify that I thought this was a design proposal to get feedback. This is not anything that's like in stone that's going to go forward. This is literally, I believe his name's Chris. Chris giving us like a bunch of possibilities that we are supposed to review and look and see what's the best to suit our community. And I don't believe there's any sort of time frame on it. And there's no way to have estimation of cost yet, because none of that's been decided. So I want that clarified. Second thing is he, meaning Gitlin, is talking about the solar thing being a disaster, when I could have sworn Mike a couple meetings ago said we do get revenue off the solar. So could you please clarify that? And I would appreciate if Gitlin would stop confusing stuff all the time and listen. And listen to what
we're
talking about.
Let's stick to the heart.
Okay,
of
but just if you could clarify that, please. Thank you.
If I could chime in for just a moment.
Yes, go ahead.
Excuse me. So, just to be clear, you know, this plan is, it's not a 10-year plan. It's not a 15-year plan. It may be a 25-year plan. But it's a plan for the future. And the harbor needs to start looking at diversifying its financial revenue. And this is an idea of where we can go in the future instead of walking blindly into it. So as we go through this process, I once again, I'd like to encourage everybody to look at the survey that's posted and continue to put your ideas in there, because this is going to change, and this is, as we develop further, we're going to adjust and we're going to pivot. But the idea that to keep doing business the way we've been doing for the past 20 years is not working for us.
Yes.
So we have to have a plan for the future, and this is what that is. So this is not set in stone, but this is to get the community involved, to get the board involved, to get our constituents involved, and let's start planning for the future. Let's stop saying that we're a welfare county, then we don't have a future in Illinois County, because I personally believe that we do.
Yes.
You know, we are, and we are, we're changing into not a complete tourist financial situation, but we want this to complement our fishing industry. Because the fishing industry, unfortunately, isn't going to support the harbor, and isn't going to support us forever. You know, we cannot keep doing business the way we've been doing for the past 20 years and expect change and expect this community to get better. So I highly encourage everybody, continue doing the survey, keep giving us feedback as we work through this process, because that's gonna give the board and that's gonna give TCA a better idea on what the community wants. Yeah. But let's move forward. Let's stop saying that, you know, we have no future. Because I, for one, believe that we have a great future ahead of us in the harbor. And this is just to give us that path and to give us a little bit of guidance on how we're going to move forward.
Thank you. Just a second. Chris, I think you need to respond. There was a question posed towards you.
So you're talking about... Which question was that?
So
Chris, so it was confused with the way that the comment was given, like as if this is some sort of a set in stone and we should know how much these cost. And it's like, oh, this is a really huge plan. We can't. This is in the development stage getting feedback, and this is you putting a lot of options on the table. So it looks tremendous, but this is not like anything that we're 100% going forward with. You don't have pricing yet, because this is really in the initial stages.
Exactly.
Thank you.
This is just like a work in progress, and we're getting all the ideas out on the table. And, you know, ultimately, you know, what we're drawing here, it's not set in stone, just like what you said. It's going to be something that's going to be flexible for the future, because we know that things are going to change. You know, 5 years down the road, maybe there's going to be a new industry that could come in here and maybe help to support the harbor, or, you know, a new use. So it's not just going to be retail or restaurants and things like that, but there is also, you know, concerns with the, you know, we're not turning our back on the commercial fishing industry. We want to incorporate it. So, you know, we talked about taking the seafood and putting it into the restaurants that are adjacent to this. Also making the concept for us, or, you know, some of these uses looking onto the commercial fishing industry, you know, through windows or through courtyards, you know, so people can see what's going on there, because it's a place of interest that people want to see what's happening. So we do want to be really flexible with that, and you know, keep a plan that's very flexible for the future that can change over time. But giving the framework for what potentially could happen and some of the catalyst moments, I think that, you know, it all needs to start with one area, and I think that that area is kind of central to the plan, and we can create those catalyst moments there. And we're going to be putting some more information out there on some of those catalyst ideas of incorporating, you know, some festivals here, or, you know, having like a fishing competition, and creating a life to the center of the community.
Yay. All right. Thank you.
I think the one thing that people got to remember is that, we're here and we're looking out for the commercial fishing industry. It's the top priority in all this planning. And the other part that Roger's talking about is it's a huge plan, and it's years down the road, but we're taking parts of it, and our top priority is revenue generation, as Ann pointed out in our meeting last week, and myself, is that the first phase is probably to pick some of the things apart that are gonna generate us revenue right off the bat, and then some of the other beautification things can come along down the road once we generate revenue. But we can't do this without generating revenue. We can't exist as a harbor without generating revenue. So that's our, commercial fishing is the top priority, and generating revenue so that we can exist as a harbor is what this plan is all about. And so to pick it apart and say how we were so bad in the past, I hate to hear that, because I don't want to look into the past anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to look into the future, and we need to move forward with this harbor so that we can exist. If we keep going to the back, then we won't exist. So I appreciate you guys, everybody coming and to look at this, but we have to look at it with an open mind and realize the fact that that this is a way of generating revenue for this harbor, so we can keep our commercial fishing industry.
Yeah, I think Mike Barr's had his hand raised for a long time. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Could send it to you.
Go ahead, Mike. You can go.
Yeah, he's been waiting. He's had his hand raised for a long time. Can you hear us, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
My turn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, you know, the harbor team, CSS Creed has been working with Chris and TCA. And if you notice, this drawing that's up there is that all of the work that will occur in the next 2 years supporting the commercial fishing industry is not touched by these elements, right? The new Crescent, the new Citizens Dock, the new seawall, upgrades hopefully to the boatyard, boat haul out area. That's not touched by this plan. So it's very clear that the harbor will be investing $17, $20 million in the next 2 years into upgrades for the commercial fishing industry with grants that are in hand. And these ideas don't impact and take away from that or prevent that from occurring. Just wanted to make sure that was really clear. And that's why Chris has been focused on the other areas of the harbor, not where the key commercial fishing items take place.
Thank you.
I think we have reached you.
2 minutes. First thing I'd say is maybe concept is the word we should be using. This is concept. Second thing is that I definitely heard fishing throughout the whole thing. They showed spots where fishing is, and it's just an integration into our fishing. The one thing we didn't see in there was office space. It would be nice to have some really good state-of-the-art office space, and that could be our fourth rung. I talk all the time about our three pegs or our four pegs. We got one peg is our fishing, two peg is our tourist, three peg is our RV park. Our fourth peg could be office space, and that would go year-round, state-of-the-art. The other thing is that, I only set a 10-year plan because I've seen progress in the 10 years since they started it. So that's the only reason why I used a 10-year plan. I didn't say something at this meeting because I know Mike Barr and CSS and all those op and all those people will be talking at the next meeting. But if I had, I would have said the same thing I said here about. Can we show a successful project where there was a 10,000 people population? That's what we should be looking at. Is there one of those is what I'd be curious about. And then one last comment about not looking in the past, Rick. You know what? Every time something screws up, we're always saying, we're not going back, we're going forward. And we've done that for the 12 to 15 years I've been watching. So I'm not going to let that happen again. I'm going to speak up every time about our history and the past because I believe in learning from that. And I'm not saying that we don't go forward. We absolutely go forward. But we must look at poor decisions made in the last 10 to 15 years, and let's make sure we don't do those again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Could you guys talk about the revenue generated from the solar panels, please, to clarify that?
Yeah, I mean, there has been a net benefit from the panels, particularly after the, settlement with Alex Lemus. He's backed off, and so we've been able to retain that savings 100%. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to, there's some outstanding issues with Mr. Lemus. I won't really go into it now, but it has been a net benefit. Yeah.
I think we need to clarify that when you say revenue generation, I think the solar panels are more savings than revenue generation. We save on our power bill. Correct me if I'm wrong, approximately 40 to 55% in the summertime. Savings on our power bill.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's substantial. Yeah.
And then in the wintertime, of course, it's a little bit less due to just the cloud coverage. But I think we do need to differentiate between when you say revenue generation versus savings. It's more of a savings.
Which that's what I'm trying to clarify because there keeps being misconceptions reiterated that is making it seem like the solar panels has been an utter devastation and it just beat that dead horse and it's not true. So could you please clarify that?
So we just clarified that, yeah.
Yeah, I can get you some hard figures,
Present it to the public, please, thank you.
think it's been presented previously too, hasn't it, the savings?
I think it's been in our financial documents, but we could do something that's focused and, you know, yeah.
All right. Do we have another part of the presentation that we need to hear?
No, that was my part, but I didn't know if anybody else was going to be talking about this.
All right.
Great job.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chris.
I don't know if I fit in here or the next
thing. No,
it's
yeah.
The next thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you at the Economic Summit and seeing your presentation there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to get it down a little bit, so...
I was going to say, you're over 20 minutes.
Yeah. I like to talk.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Chris.
I hereby adjourn the session, and we reconvene in the few minutes after everyone.
Yeah, give me just a second.
Yeah,
absolutely.
In a JPEG.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, now these are all the different ideas.
So they're going to rename the
Harvard Crescent Fund.
No, that was just it.
So these are ideas.
Yeah.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Just put these.